Talking football. Here's Sky Sports Radio's expert, Phil Moss.
We've got this massive debate. It comes up all the time. It's club v country. As far as the Ollie Roos are concerned now, Mark Bosnich not happy with his old mate, Graham Arnold, taking the Ollie Roos players out of their A-League sides. Robbie Slater yesterday, Loz, told us he disagrees with Bosnich. He thinks Graham Arnold's doing the right thing. Qualifying for the Olympic Games is extremely important to football in this country. We'll get the thoughts of Phil Moss now. Hi, Mossy.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Who's right?
I have to say I'm in the Robbie camp with this one. You know, Robbie and I agree to disagree on a few things, but no, I'm right behind Robbie here. I've had the pleasure of being involved in an Ollie Roos qualifying campaign. The last time we qualified, actually, I was assisting Arnie in 2008 Beijing, and it's crucial. It's crucial on a number of fronts. You know, we're a country that's part of the Olympic campaign. It's a major tournament. It's the second largest tournament in the world. Behind the World Cup, the Football World Cup. And it's a crucial step towards A, overseas careers, and B, the national team, the full national team. So don't see what the debate is all about, to be quite honest with you.
No.
Well, it's self-interest, isn't it?
Well, exactly, yeah. Right. The clubs are disappointed that they're losing their players, obviously. And I think Kevin Muscat and Babbel, they've been two of the loudest critics.
Yeah,
that's right. And look, you understand that. And I think the public debate between Graham Arnold and Kevin Muscat, because Muscat came out and had a bit of a pop. I mean, they're coaches are stubborn human beings, and they want the best for the job that they're in at the moment and the team that they're coaching. So you can understand it. There's no doubt about that. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, elite professional athletes aspire to play for their country, and we've got four levels in football, and that's the under 17s, 20s. 23s and the Socceroos, so that's just part and parcel of the fine print when you sign up to be an athlete and a coach.
Has he got the resources that he needs, Arnie? And because I've heard comments from Ante Milicic, he's been critical of FFA about the lack of resources around junior teams here in Australia. And the Australian,
which is an interesting
teams.
One, Loz. Yeah, I saw those comments too from Ante, and obviously he's employed by FFA and just taken over the Matildas, of which he's extremely happy with the resources and the build up to the World Cup that he's been given. They'll go into a camp in Antalya in Turkey before the big tournament. But he came out and was very critical of the junior national teams and the resources that are put around them. Lack of resources that are put around them in the qualification process for major tournaments. And his points were the same as what I just made then. You know, these major tournaments for underage teams are crucial to the development of our players for the national team and moving forward.
Have they got the funding, though, Mossy, to put a lot of money into it, like other countries?
Well, without looking through the books, Loz, I don't know. They should have. There's no doubt about that. You know, if you're running football in the country, you've got to have the monetary, the finances to wrap your teams in gold leading into major tournaments to make sure they get there. I think we've made 4 out of 15 tournaments since 2018 for the junior national teams.
But just on that, if we produce a player to, you know, to go to Europe and he becomes a superstar, like, do they get a transfer fee off that, the FFA, or is it goes back to the clubs?
The clubs definitely do.
The
FFA may get a cut. I'm not sure how it works these days, but I think in days gone by, they might get a snip of it, but most of it goes to the club, and also the clubs now that develop the players, so their junior clubs, even back to grassroots, get a snip of the transfer fee now.
Honda, is he back on his bike, so to speak?
Revved up and ready to go.
I was waiting for that, TK. Look, it looks as though he's going to be a one-season wonder in the A-League. There's sort of whispers from Melbourne Victory. They're not overly happy with the return they've got for the investment they've made. Oh. And look, he's been outstanding on the pitch when he's been on it. He obviously had that hamstring injury that kept him sidelined for about 6 weeks. But, you know, when he has been on the pitch, he's been a class above. There's no doubt about that. But I think they're talking more about thumbs on seats and the commercial deals that may come off the back of having Honda here. And it looks like it hasn't worked out how they'd hoped. FFA tipped in money as well. So I think from the sounds of it, Melbourne Victory and Kevin Muscat are looking for a replacement marquee player for next season.
Yeah, there's a couple of clubs that haven't got coaches heading into next season, and Robbie Fowler's name has been linked to the Brisbane Roar position.
It's a good one, this, Loz. There's two sides of the debate. Robbie Fowler's name has been linked with plenty of jobs in the A-League since he played here as a coach, and he hasn't got the greatest rap sheet as a coach at this stage of his career, but certainly he's a big name. He certainly understands football. From those who played with him, said his coaching mind is as sharp as a blade. So, you know, it'd be good to see him get an opportunity. I am one, and I have said this in the past, that I don't think the A-League should be a development ground for foreign coaches. I think if we're going to develop coaches in the A-League, they need to be Australian coaches. So I'd rather us not take a punt, but certainly I think the A-League needs a bit of the stardust to spike the interest again, and I think Robbie Fowler's got that name.
We love the stardust you bring to our program. Mossy, thanks for that.
Good on you, guys. Have a great weekend.